took the knowledge of the ancients. And what did you do with it? You have corrupted every fucking culture that you come in contact with. A disease upon the planet, as far as I am concerned, from my perspective. I have no respect. None. And then I hear a goddamn white boy claiming that he's a damn Apache. I'll leave it alone. I won't get my politics involved on the 11-meter band. But let it be said, and let it be heard, and let it be known. I don't give a damn about a white boy. And when you get your narrow ass in the middle of the road in front of a man with some great big antennas and a whole bunch of horsepower, this is what I'm going to do to you. I'm going to key this cotton picker down, and I'm going to keep the goddamn hammer on you. So I'm going to say to y'all out there, top of the evening time, gentlemen, 2010, good day, good year. And I'm going to ease this hammer up off y'all's ass. 10-9 over here. America, this is your Voice of America Radio Broadcast Network. Kemosabe Base, top side of the mountain, is on the mail.
You know, that's what it is, man. He's just a little weak, short, little point.
All the tools that you need to protect yourself when you go out here and fight for the cause. That's Malcolm X. I know that man. I know that voice. That's Malcolm X. That ain't Martin Luther King. My bad.
You're a smart man, right?
Audio,
audio.
Where's you going, cooling down?
Audio, audio, audio.
Oh, there you go.
Now I got you there, boy.
Yeah, but not for long. That was a big carrier.
Well, it's a big carrier. Ain't no ifs, buts, and ands about it. That's a huge carrier, the boy.
Yeah, well, until I get something else, I ain't gonna blow my jug up just trying to talk to you.
I ain't trying to get you to blow up nothing. I was switched to the ground plane. I'm on the other radio. I had to get off my beans. They picking up too much there, boy.
Oh, I hope I didn't hurt your feelings, man. You a blue-eyed soul, brother. You're not a white boy. So, you know, that was for that white trash down there, boy.
285, I said, how do you do here, right?
I don't flip that seat anymore, you know that. They're just a bunch of idiot assholes. I'm just trying to figure out who the hell that is. From Orange County, some real shit.
Oh, he ain't Orange County. He's down there at South Bay. Now, he ain't no damn Orange County. That's one of them South Bay ducks that break.
Hey, 42. Well, I heard those guys out earlier in
No, that was 48. That's 648. They out of Orange County. That's 48 in Orange County. Them ducks right there, that's them South Bay flat-ass ducks there, Bray.
Welcome.
What they do is they run their narrow ass down here when there's a blank spot, the frequency, and nobody's talking, they squat. That's what I call the squatting ass ducks there, man. Them 17 squatting ass ducks. That's who that is there, right?
Yeah.
Nah, that ain't Beast. Beast has a raspy voice. Voice is kind of like yours, but a little bit heavier. Nah, that ain't Beast. You know, Beast don't talk like he got a dick in his mouth. That's that damn fool in South Bay. I don't even know his handle. Never did know it, don't care to know it, you know. You know, that's some bitch that's always calling me out of my handle. You know, and every time I hear him, I try to knock his dick in the fucking dirt. Because he think he a bad motherfucker. You know, he think he's something, but he ain't jack shit on this one.
But he always comes back to me, 40 miles away. Every time I hear he comes back to me, he said.
What he said was, every time I tee up, he comes back, and he's 40 miles away. I'm not talking to the motherfucker. I hear him in between the keys. I was like on the Watergate the other night. You know, when PB and P. Diddy and those were fighting, P. Diddy and Blackjack were having a shootout up here. I played the Watergate back. Those two are on the line, and they're getting ready to key down. And in between the keys, you can hear one of their shitty asses down there. They ain't stopped talking about that goddamn Watergate yet, because they heard their voice, like they were keying on somebody. And if a motherfucker had listened, as soon as Pee Wee and them went to fight the gear, cut their fucking radio off. Cut his ass clean off. And he's stupid. They're ignorant ass white boys down there, man. You know, they're sitting down there in a little cluster. That's what I always talk about when I say, gather up your covered wagons. You know, they're sitting down there knob to knob, the shack to shack. Like they some bad motherfuckers. They ain't nothing but squatting ass ducks they'll break.
Okay, 42 on that. They haven't got a clue, man. That's all right. They'll get over it.
They ain't never gonna get over it. They're not gonna get over it. They're dumb. They're dumb. Homeboy down there trying to sell Magnum. I've been doing this for years. Motherfucker don't know nothing about no years. You know, that I'll put the hammer on their ass and they'll have to deal with me for years. Until I move out of goddamn California. They'll have to deal with me. I ain't giving them no damn respect. Nothing but a bunch of goddamn squatting ass ducks that come down here when the band is open and sit their ass down there like they're all this and all that. Like they some intelligent white boys. And they not. They try to talk goddamn technology, all this stuff here, listen, they dumb ass. Them motherfuckers can't build nothing. They got no damn technology. Motherfucker down there talking about some 7/8 goddamn Kodak. Some hard line. I stood up here and listened. I said, motherfucker, I hope you goddamn know how to pressurize it. Because you damn sure can't use that shit if it ain't goddamn got that damn nitrogen flowing in it.
has been pumped under pressure. You know, you're talking about some Heliox. I listen to Bill Lynch, they stupid asses. They're always coming on trying to talk that shit like they intelligent. Bunch of dumb ass goddamn crackers down there, boy.
So he can't accept that, I can be half white. What's up with him, man? That's what he's all about. He disses.
Motherfucker, hold on a minute, motherfucker. I got as much respect for you as you got for me. End of line. I don't even know your goddamn handle. But you come out here calling me Pocahontas? If I was in the highball with your motherfucking ass, you open my mouth and say that shit, I'd knock your fucking teeth out your goddamn head. See, this is the wonderful part about goddamn radio and being able to say shit behind a motherfucking microphone. I got no respect for your motherfucking ass. None. I got as much respect for you as you got for me. But we coming from two different damn perspectives. I don't even know your handle. Never ask you your goddamn handle. You always got my name in your goddamn mouth, though. You ain't never heard me call your damn handle, because I don't even know it. Don't care to know it. Don't want to know it. But you, on the other hand, always got some goddamn smart-ass comment with my name as you decide to call it. My motherfucking handle ain't Pocahontas, bitch. That's the first motherfucking thing. I got no goddamn respect for you. I got as much motherfucking respect for you as you got for me, and that's nil. And you can take that to the goddamn bank and cash that motherfucking check. Okay? I don't even know who you are. My homeboy up here asked me, who is that? Who is that? Man, I don't know the motherfucking family. That's some motherfucking goddamn squatting ass duck. Some goddamn down in South Bay. I don't know you, man. Don't care to know you. But you got a goddamn mouth down there, and I tell you, on an eyeball, you call me that shit, call me that Pocahontas shit, I would put my foot in your motherfucking ass. That's heads up, homeboy. I wouldn't give a fuck if you were 6'10". I put my 5'10" and a half, 11 size shoe in your motherfucking ass. There ain't no ifs, buts, and ands about it. Now, we can go back, rewind this shit back to goddamn page one. I have no goddamn respect for you. I got as much motherfucking respect for you as you got for me. It's called reciprocating. I said it, and I mean it, and I ain't backing up. I have no goddamn respect for you. I don't even know who the fuck you are. 815-5, you can hear the duck. Ask the motherfucker what his handle is. I see you.
I don't think you can hear me, Kimo. But I tried to ask him who he was, but he won't answer anybody. Lord, I'll be ashamed.
You can take your soap and wash your asshole with it, motherfucker. That's what you do with your goddamn soap. Take it and wash your nasty ass. Cause you damn sure ain't gonna wash nothing on me. And that's a goddamn fact. Now take that shit to the bank, you can cash that goddamn check too.
Just listen to it.
Hey, Kima Savvy, kick that duck blocker again for me. Hey, Kima Savvy, Jetaway said kick him again for me. I'm still reading the mail.
Tearful Roger, Jet. Tearful Roger. See, I ain't got no respect for the motherfucking white boys. They don't respect me and I don't respect them. I don't give a fuck about them. I mean that. I don't give a fuck about them. They mama, they kids, they dog. I don't give a fuck about them. They don't do shit for me. I got as much goddamn respect as they got for me, which is none. I damn sure ain't gonna goddamn back up on that one. They can take that shit to the bank. I ain't playing with them. I don't give a damn about them. And that's that. Ain't no love laws here. Now I'm gonna ease this radio out of here. Hey, 15-5, I'm gonna switch off of this little ham radio, man. And, you know, every now and then I need to key it up, though, see if the fans is going, let me check it. See a little heat on the silence? Yeah, it's blowing heat. There it is. Oh, they smoking. Oh, yeah, talk, radio talk.
Hey, see what we have to put up with down here too, Kimo Savvy. We have to put up with the same doggone junk every night, man. I don't know who that duck plucker is. He just come out there with hate and discontent. And I'm back on the quiet side, and I'm gone.
What's your care for, Roger Jettaway? Ain't no ifs, buts, ands about it, man. They squatting ducks. That's why I call them squatters. They come down here when the frequency's open, when the frequency's really not in use, frequency's kind of quiet, and sit they monkey asses around down here. You know, when you key up, I key up, you know, we can talk right past them cats like they ain't here. They got to move their monkey ass on. But it's been a long lull in our doggone stations out here tonight, man. And like I said, ain't no love lost between me and them. I respect their ass as much as they respect me. And they know goddamn well they can't stand my motherfucking ass. And this is a reciprocating goddamn situation. The equation is balanced. For every action, there's equal opposite reaction. That's how the saying goes. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. A motherfucker, you want to sit down there, motherfucker call me out my goddamn handle, I just ain't really got his ass about that one. I tell him like I told goddamn Coon Dog when he talks shit about my wife. When I see you on the motherfucking eyeball, when I see your ass on the eyeball, repeat that shit in my face and watch what the fuck I'm going to do to you. That's all I got to tell you, white boy. Now, you can take that shit to the bank. I said it, I mean it, I ain't goddamn taking it back. When we see, ever, if we meet on the eyeball, call me that shit in my face and watch what I'm going to do to your motherfucking ass. And you can consider that a threat. I'm going to tear a hole in your motherfucking ass. And I'll show you about Pocahontas. When I finish poking your motherfucking ass, I'll show you about that. Now, my handle is Kemosabe, Whiskey Charlie, Robert Johnson. Do what you do, man. You know, if you read so good, you listen so goddamn well, notice I ain't never called your handle. Don't even know it. Know your voice. Don't care to know your handle. I don't associate with your kind. Ain't no ifs, buts, or ands about it. There's a little comic book I used to read, man. A long time ago, and go like this. And when you say that shit to me on the eyeball, here's what's gonna happen. It says, be gone, a form of man, and rise the demon that you can. That's just what I'm gonna do to your ass. I'm gonna let all this animal come out. So, like I said, man, I ain't got nothing to say to you. I'll key on you, talk about you, this, that, and other. But ain't no love lost between me and you. That little punk ass station you got down there is just that, a punk ass station. You out here on Super Bowl. You may terrorize them goddamn white boys on Channel 17 with that little bullshit you run. But you ain't terrorizing goddamn dominating, goddamn bullying, doing nothing on the bowl, because I cut your goddamn radio off every time I touch it. And I can see your jaw get tight every time I key this big Yesu. You know, I don't hear, you are what you are, man. You do what you do. You know, I ain't changing for you. I ain't backing up for you. I'm just gonna put the hammer on your monkey ass. And whoever that nigga is out there talking about, goddamn, you got some soap, take that goddamn soap and wash your asshole with it. I'll see you.
You shut up.
Voice, I really hate you every time he key it down. That duck plucker, this automatic mess up the airway. Oh, Kimo Savvy, keep on doing what you're doing, man. It sounds good on this end. I'd rather listen at you than listen at those ducks. Kimo Savvy, Jettaway, back on the quiet side, he's gone.
So, 10-10, for Roger Jettaway. Hold on, man, let me unkey for a minute. Hold on, don't key up, Jettaway, let me unkey. I just want to hear you catch this bitch on the mall. That's what I thought. He's starting to get educated. He's starting to get wise. He ain't gonna waste his goddamn equipment. But he damn sure trying to key on you. And what he's trying to do is plug my ears. Hey, Jettaway, that's what he's trying to do. He know he can't handle this battle station. And it's useless for him to key what I'm keyed. He's learning. He ain't as dumb as I think. Hey, Jettaway, I'll see you. On a civil race.
Yeah, 410 on that cable savvy, god dog, and that duck plucker can't go through me, god dog. You didn't think who you can't go through. So okay, cable savvy, Jettaway, back on the quiet side, read the mail.
Yeah. 10-10. For Roger, man. Hey, Jetaway, I see you.
Man, nervous laugh.
Get 14. Keep up, Sammy. Getaway back on the quiet side. Man.
Roger, Jetaway. And I see you. See, I stir up the pot, man. I'll get the bushes. See, this right here, this is worse than agitating. This right here is worse than agitating. It's worse. Because I can key this kind of pickup up, man. I got no key downtown. When I key it up with authority. A lot of Negroes like to say that. But when I key with authority. And I can key this kind of pickup up and just chop his doggone radio off and ain't nothing he can do about it. That's worse than being an irritator, an agitator. It's worse. When a duck know his radio is useless as tits on a bull hog, when they know their radio is useless, oh, that really pisses them off. So I'm going to ease this big 102, this Yaesu. This ain't a 902, this is a 102. And I'm going to ease this Yaesu out the middle of the road. Hey, Jetaway, I appreciate you keying up, man. Always a pleasure, my brother, with a double measure. And I ease this cotton picker out of here. I'm off to the kitchen. I'm off to the kitchen. Hey, Jetaway, I'll see you.
That's me.
Yeah, 14 on that, keep it savvy. Jetaway, go sit back and listen at those mud ducks. God dog it, I thought they had got the mud off their feet. But seem like those duck pluckers can't fly. So Jetaway gonna read the mail and he's gone.
Yeah, like you do.
10-10-10-10-10 for Roger. Jetaway, I like it when you key up too, man, because you key that guy and pick her up. Ain't no if, buts, and out. Ain't no if, buts, and ands about it. Hey, Jetaway, I'm going to put it to you like this, man. Looking good and sounding good. Top side of the mountain. I'm reading the mail.
Damn, this is too easy. See how I can get... Oh, yeah. We're going to work him. We're going to work this pony boy. Oh, he don't like it now. Oh, he don't like it now. Wait.
Wait for what, Mud Duck? Hey, Mud Duck, wait for what? I gotta know.
Tell it, Kimo Slobby.
Hey, mailman, Jetaway got a copy on you, man. Hey, mailman, Jetaway haven't heard you out there, man. He gonna say Happy New Year's to you, man, and he missed that Christmas too, God dog it. I hope it was nice. Hey, mailman, Jetaway, read your mail and break.
I'm a blue-eyed Indian. We had enough of that shit.
What trash-ass white boy, you know motherfucking blue-eyed Indian, and get over it. Goddamn whole white-ass trash. Stop claiming a race that you ain't. And be proud of what you are. Be proud that you're a goddamn white boy, goddammit. You ain't no goddamn Indian. You ain't half Apache and you ain't no motherfucking Indian. You're a trash-ass white boy. And just be proud of it. That's the way God made you, goddammit. You can't be something that you ain't. And so get over it. You're a goddamn white boy. Damn, man. Hold your chin up. Stick your chest out. Be proud that you're a white boy. Be proud that you're a white boy. Be proud that you're a white boy. Stop trying to claim something you ain't. I see you.
Hey, shut up, stupid. Hey, you're Apache from Coon. That's all you heard. Coon know who I am. Hey, Dummy, I'm telling you, son. Pay attention. I know Apache. Even that from Coon. I'm not Apache. Comanche. Comanche. And don't you forget that.
Hey, hold on, Wacky. Is that you?
That's right. Hey, can you tell them? Comanche. Who fought along the Mexicans? The Comanches did. No, the Pancho Villa. And Zapata. Coon, Comanche won't stop fighting. Not on the radio, not face to face.
Did I miss something while I was in the kitchen?
He was in the kitchen washing dishes.
Well, I think that's real ragged.
You go in there and ask your mama who had that black dick in her ass. We gonna get it down to reality. You need to go in there and ask your mama who got that black dick in her ass right now. That's what you need to do. That's what you have. And better be... Well, I ain't gonna say that. That'll be terrible. I won't do it.
Hey, do it. I would expect it from you. Come on, educated man the way you are. And a bigot and a racist? Go ahead, say it. Don't be scared.
Better go check your bedroom.
That's weak. Come on. No. Yeah, he better go in there. Damn, Sasha might be in there.
That boy right there on dope. He on drugs. And ask me how I know. And he talk like he on dope. Like the whole front of his mouth is frozen. I remember that. I really remember that. Damn, those are good old days. Snorting cocaine.
Don't worry about it. Just keep...
Hey, there's that creek out there, man. That's creek.
See, that's the point. See, what you need to do is not worry about, you know, that's like the pot calling the kettle black. You all up in my business, or you think you are. Every time you keep the motherfucking microphone, I don't wash dishes, asshole. End of line. Ain't my job. See, you all up there trying to be all up in somebody's business. But you talk like you on dope. Now, just like the whole front of your fucking mouth is frozen. That's just what it sounds like. I remember. Been there and done that. That's what it sounds like to me. That's just my observation.
You make it over there and iron the clothes.
You want him to get away?
Hey, Maria told you to iron the clothes.
What the fuck? What did you just say? I didn't get none of that, man. Your mouth is frozen. Stop snorting that goddamn coke.
Said you better go over there and iron the clothes. Hey, Maria told you, go wash your dishes. She said, hell no, iron the clothes.
That's all you got. You can't get down no better than that. Come on, man. Show me what you're working with.
What do you want to hear, fool? Hey, I'm talking to you down. Hey, Pocahontas. Hey, Roberta, I'm talking to you. What do you want to hear? I guarantee you. Oh, I haven't told. No, hell no. No, you said, oh, you can't hear this out. Hey, oh, hell no, 40 miles away. No. Can you hear me?
Hey, 15-5 key on that damn fool. I ain't listening to him no more. He got nothing constructive to say.
Nah, I didn't think so.
You know who that is? That's your real name.
Hey, but you can't hear us. Oh, hell no.
Hey, you can't hear it now. Hey, Cable Savvy, getaway key down. You can't hear him now, Cable Savvy.
God.
When you keyed up, I can't hear him. cut his radio clean off. I mean off. Just like I cut him off in yours, you cut him off in mine, Jetaway. Breaker, breaker.
I'll forget on that. I'll forget, Fatty. I'm still reading the mail.
Beep radio ain't working.
Now, I wonder why the wheel wagon's down here acting an ass.
Shut up, cracker.
That's who that's supposed to be. That's supposed to be a war wagon? Is that who he is, that break?
It sounds like him.
War wagon?
Come on!
He's a quick hand mud duck.
I got a, okay, war wagon.
Then the man on the flagpole out here reading some of this junk mail.
Mo! Buku, buku, buku!
Hey, Mo!
What's up there, man? Big?
I was asleep, man. I heard all this noise going on out here. Thought I'd come out here and see what was going on. Bring it, bring it.
Ain't nothing but a meatball.
Well,
I wasn't too far off base when I said, get your covered wagons together. That's what they call a war wagon. A war wagon. If that's your handle. Let me tell you something, man. Your ass belongs to me. You all mine. Mr. War Wagon.
See, War Wagon's so old, he might be the one that fucked Robert's grandmother.
That's funny. I'm a stupid idiot. Wait. Oops.
Oh, boy. Let me tell you something, homies. We can trace our genealogy all the way back to the Reynolds Plantation. That act was done great, that's six generations ago. I've had enough time to wash that filth out of me, be bred it out. It's insignificant now.
Oh, yeah. Damn, I worked there for 25 years. Hey, fool. Hey, how'd you know my last name was Reynolds?
You can only wish.
Uncle named
Burke. Yep, my daddy owned him. My daddy owned him.
You can only wish. He's probably a Johnson. His last name is probably Johnson.
It's Reynolds. Reynolds.
Johnson. Just plain Johnson. The final everyday Ralph Johnson.
My daddy owned him. My
daddy owned him. He might be a crammer in his dad too. Low down dirty shame.
Your daddy ain't on me, because I am of no relation to you. None. I already told you I'm your worst goddamn nightmare. Now, do you really want me to be your cousin?
Hey, stop it, dummy. You may be barking up the wrong tree. Hey, Roberta. You may have some serious money coming to you. No. Forget that. Scratch that. Back it up.
Yeah, that's definitely War Wagon. Hey, sing us out. How much does that little puppy cost in the window there, War Wagon?
Shut up, cracker.
Not an Indian.
Mock a mile.
Wow, that's a really intelligent response. Very intelligent response.
Hey, 55, tell me about this War Wagon character. Tell me about him there, buddy.
Don't you forget that.
Well, he's just a guy that kind of agitates a little bit on Channel 17. And he has some fun. He likes you know, pretend like he's a G.I. Joe or something there. But, you know, he's basically harmless.
He likes to pretend like he's G.I. Ho. G.I. Ho? Damn, 15-5. He's a she-male?
Well, no, I said G.I. Joe. No damn near these shows.
Hey, yo, keep on, read the mail.
Hey, perpetrator, how you got on that rate?
Listen to something
that's
trash out here,
folks. That's all it is, man. It ain't nothing but the same old goddamn white trash on another day that break.
Gator?
Yeah, right.
The purple gator?
Alright. I'm gonna get back on the mail. Careful, Roger. While you're reading the mail, I think I'm gonna get back on this computer, man. I'm gonna get back on it. I was gonna roll a water gate. I was gonna let Jetaway kill that duck just to show him. Let you key on him just to show him, you know, he thinks he's all this and all that. War wagon. Interesting. Interesting what's revealed in one's handle. War wagon.
That sounds like somebody with a fat ass.
It's funny. That's a sad example of a G.I. Ho in a damn war wagon. And, you know, it's sad. I mean, when you pick a handle and you pick a powerful ass handle like that, you ought to be able to handle that handle. But he ain't no damn war wagon, that's for damn sure. A covered wagon with a mule that breaks.
Hey, I'm Papa Floyd.
Hey,
Pocahontas.
Hey, Mr. Jarvis, I'm back out of here. I see ya.
Yeah, boy, right here. Like you, me too. I'll see ya.
Yeah, they ran him off of 17, man. Hey, Kimo Savvy, he go up there on 17, man. They give him hell. That's how come they came down here on 6, man. They don't want him up there. That creek and that doggone road wagon, man. When they go up there, they do the same damn thing. I'm out.
Careful, Roger. I don't waste my time, man. I don't listen to no damn Channel 17. I go through Sound Channel 17 while I'm on my way up to 38 lower. Well, I'm on my way up to some of the other frequencies above up there where I go. But I don't stop. I keep on clicking. I ain't trying to be on the listen to them goddamn ducks. But I heard Shadow been up there preaching. I heard Shadow went up there and turned their ass out that way.
Yeah, right.
No, Shadow went up there trying to pass out some of that wine up there. Shadow heard that it was a whole lot of ducks up there, and he thought he'd be able to pass some wine out.
Tell the truth.
Yeah, for right here. That's why I said, man, ain't number squatting ass ducks. You know, you call a spade, you know, an ass. But them is squatting ass ducks, man. Homeless. They homeless. They looking for a home. But what they don't realize is that this ain't their home. This ain't gonna be their home. It ain't gonna happen. You know. And so I'ma leave it alone. I'ma get back to this computer, man. I got some of these photographs I gotta work on, doggone it. I got a project I'm putting together. Hey, Jetaway, we'll speak and spoke on you later, old 10-9, top side of the mountain. Audio with no audio is on the mail.
Jetaway. Hey,
right now
you're not hearing
him.
Yeah,
you know. Hey, Top Cat. Jetaway reading your mail, man. Break.
Break. Come on in.
Top Cat,
get
away back on the quad side.
Right.
Hold on there. Hold on. There's Top Cat out there. Hold on, come on in here, Top Cat.
Hey, he ain't doing no talking out here. He's getting the dog shit beat out of him. He thinks he's talking. But he's getting a Royal Super Bowl ass whooping this evening, that break.
Raccoon on your Top Cat. You go way back.
Breaker, breaker, breakers. Big Cat. Trying to get Marsha down. Trying to get Marsha down. Marsha down the job.
Go on, cool. Let me hear it. Let me hear it. Top Cat out there, man.
Yeah, it's all Machadilla out there today. I knew that Trump had seen him. Trying to get him.
Go ahead, Pat.
Machadilla, Machadilla. Come in, Machadilla.
Cool, you know who Top Cat is? Oh man, you've been around a long time, man. Hey, we go, hey, Top Cat, we go way back, man. You good people, man. Hey. 20 years now, way back.
Test 1, 2, 3.
Hey, Spade, is that you?
1095, 1095, 1095, 1095. This is small station in the South Bay, and I'm getting up.
Hey, Govan. How'd you go? No gun attack. I guess it wasn't Gopher.
Some talking. Hey, South Bay, do some talking. I want to see how that duck plucker sound. I'm out.
But I did it. I had it.
Well, I'm going to say topic of the evening time is Jet Way. Jump down the evening time. Wait, wait.
Yeah, 10-4 Roger, man. Hey, that radio is just a clear, man. Hey, you got a nice setup over there, God dog, in that South Bay. Now you gotta start using that duck plug and let them know you out there. Jetaway, Gardena, California, getting down and he's gone.
Yeah, we're having it on that Jetaway. But I'm gonna let this channel roll Jetaway. He's kinda good over here in the South Bay.
Yeah, 410 there over there in South Bay. Yeah, just appreciate it, man. wanted radio sound. If you don't do it all the time, they got ziggity dog, come out sometime. Jetaway, Gardena, California, getting down, and he's gone.
Check, check, you have yourself fine, Jetaway. I keyed it up one more time, Mr. Carr, I got it all. Thank you,
Jetaway,
CC Rider standing by.
Yeah, how you be, CC Rider? Hey, CC Rider, Jetaway, man. Maybe didn't say Happy New Year.
Hey, Jump. Hey, Jump, man. I'ma ease in there, man, and say top of the evening time to you. While you're out there in the South Bay. Hey, Jump, man. Happy New Year, 2010. Whiskey Charlie gone.
Well, I would say top of the evening right back. Top of the evening right back. Whiskey Charlie gone.
They call me Junk Man, the man with the plan. Junk Man, the man with the plan.
Junk Man from the South Land, waving his hand. I'm getting
Junk Man, waving his hand from the Junk Land. I'm gone.
Yeah, you a Junk Man, all right. You a Junk Man, all right. What up?
Don't worry about it.
I'll be the Junk Man tonight. I'm gonna be the Junk Man. I will be the Junk Man from the Southland. I'm
gone. 10-4, Roger, but I'm not gonna call you that. I can't do that. That would be disrespectful. Well, you call yourself what you want, but I ain't calling you that. I will say top leave the time to you. And I'm gonna ease this radio out the middle of the road. J-Man, I'll see you. That's as close as I can get. J-Man, I'll see you.
Oh, Whiskey Charlie, I'll be the Junk Man. I'll be the Junk Man with the trash can. I'm gone.
Suspecting everybody. This is the way you do. That's your M.O.
I'm the Junk Man with the trash can. I'm gone.
That's a robbery.
That's a frog, man.
10-4, Roger, Jump. Hey, Jump, 10-4, Roger. I'm just gonna ease in there, man, show you the firepower out of this doggone battle station. Hey, Jump. Hey, 2010. And I'll get them, I'm gonna get them cheeseburgers out the back of your vehicle. I'm gonna get them cheeseburgers, hey, Jump. I'll see you.
You know this generation.
Yeah,
for a ride
down them cheeseburgers, man.
He goes in for the rescue once in a while. You know, I kind of feel like a part-time superhero. Joey's a part-time superhero.
I'm over here in the neighborhood.
Joey, you in the mobile?
Yeah.
Oh, you here with your mom?
Neighborhood, that's what.
Yeah, Robin.
Shut up.
Okay.
In the house?
Are you
kidding? Yep.
I bet you got your pink bat.
Hey, Jetaway, I just don't understand these ducks, man.
Hey, Kevin Sammy.
I know it says take all types, but good Lord, man. Hey, Jetaway. All I can say is good Lord, man. Hey, Jetaway, I saw you.
Hey, Kimber Sammy, Jetaway loves to read the mail on Mud Ducks, and I'm out.
Oh, no, that Jetaway put me down.
Like you, me too. I'm just sitting up here reading. I'll see you.
I know. Jetaway, I know what I'm about.
Ten-9.
You telling me 10-9? Who you talking to, Jumpman?
10-9-6.
Who you talking to, Jumpman?
Well, I was always taught how to shoot fit where.
I ain't got on no shoes. Junk Man, you ghost talking?
What's that?
Are you ghost talking?
Am I my ghost dog. I ain't even keyed up.
You was keyed up. You was talking to somebody. Since then, what's your problem? You don't never doggone with you out.
Hey, chicken man.
Hey, but all I need is a terminal. Give me a terminal.
Somebody calling you.
Hey, chicken man.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, it's cool. Hey, what kind of terminal do you need, man? Copper lugs?
Yeah, for 2-gauge wire. I don't want the one with the plastic shield on. I want just a plain copper one.
Yeah, you know what? I picked them up over at Torrance Electronics the other day. Actually, a couple different gauges.
Yeah, but that means I got to drive all the way down this road like 5 years ago. When I can just run right over to my neighbor's house.
No, okay.
Right up.
I think we
doubled. Nah, it says, you know, I would have to drive way down there to Torch Electronics where I can just go right over to my neighbor's house and get one from him.
Oh, I hear you. Hey, have you heard Novakin out there? Damn, Alan, has he been out there?
What, say that again?
Alan, Novakin?
Oh, I haven't heard him this evening, no.
Oh, but he's out there still?
Say that again?
Is he still out there? I haven't heard him in a long time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. About three or four days ago, I talked to him on the radio there. I actually went by his house and visited with him a little bit.
Oh, Roger's on that. Yeah. Damn, that's good. Hey, how about Dr. Who, his brother?
Oh, yeah, he's still around. He does more talking at the base station because he don't drive. But Dr. Novakin, you know, he's always in the mobiles there, you know, to and from work.
Yeah, last time I talked to Novakin, yeah, he had just bought it. This is years ago. He had bought a Suburban. They had a nice radio system set up. That was years ago.
Yeah, I think he got another one now, but, he does. He got a Suburban, and they also another SUV. I think that was
the
next one.
Yeah.
Junk man, I'm just gonna key on him. Just for a pure hell of it. Tell him I've been there and gone.
Well, you need to talk into that mic more closer, because you kind of fading away a lot of times. It's hard to understand you.
It is what it is.
Well, I think maybe this battery is starting to play out, man.
How do you know if I got any 2-gauge terminal?
A little bit closer to this microphone there. Is that a little bit better?
Yeah, that's better. I don't even know if I got any 2-gauge terminals, Dr. Plucker.
Well, how about, I might even need some cable, too.
I'm not having any problems hearing you up here, man. Hey, Junk, you sound real good. I see you.
Went to that starter place down there. But that place down there on Main, they go around and get you some cable.
If anything, I need only, like,
holding cables.
Do you know, you're trying to buy that, just buy a 4-gauge there, Walter. You know, that stuff is like about $3.
Hey, duck down there. That's how bad I am. I see you.
Big man, I'm
going to
buy 2-gauge. 2-gauge ain't that big.
Business. 2-gauge is bigger than a 4-gauge.
Yeah, it's.
But you, on the other hand, you can't get it back. But you, on the other hand, you can't get it back. See? Well, that's the difference between me and you there, Breaker Breaker.
He's a hater.
Hey, he makes his homemade. What you say?
They're making it hard for me to hear you.
Oh, I hear you.
Hey, Jerry Man, check out Guardian Welding on Harmony.
Yeah, well, Guardian Welding Supply. I know about that.
I'ma cut his radio off. Hey, Junk. I just keyed my radio. I'ma key on that duck. I'll see you.
Shut up.
Boy, I think he's so tough, man. I just want to show him what time it really is, that break.
That's what I'm talking about right there. That's what it's...
Just cut his radio clean off, hey, Junk. I'll see you.
Yeah, hey, cool. Tell me the time.
Hey, y'all, don't be putting me in the middle of nothing now.
I ain't gonna put you in the middle. I'm not gonna put you in the middle. I know what I'm doing. I'll leave you alone. Hey, Junk. I'm gonna ease it off of him so you can talk to him. Hey, Junk, I'll see you.
He's a hater. A downright perpetrator, negativity hater.
See, he let his mouth overload his asshole again, and I'm gonna cut his radio off. Now I'm gonna get out of here so he can do some talking. And he down there, you in Gardena, and he in South Bay, Lord have mercy. It don't make no sense for a man to come down there and do what I'm doing to him. I see you.
Oh, man. The downright. Hey, that's what I'm talking about right there. See? That's his M.O. right there.
That's the M.O. of the Super Bowl, stupid. Key or get keyed on. See, you let your mouth overload your asshole down there. And you trying to bark up my tree. I'll show you how devastating this battle station is. That's all. Lesson given. Now go on and carry on your conversation. And don't open your mouth and say nothing else smart to me. Now, I'm going to let you talk down there. And I'm going to ease this radio up off you. I see you.
I hate it, but I like it. Hey, Pocahontas, you're gone, man. Hey.
Oh, see? Fucked up again. Oh, I didn't mean to do that. Yeah, I come. Let me get out of here. Leave this boy alone. Point proven? Point proven. Now I'm going to remove this foot. I'm going to take this foot out of his gluteus maximus. I'll see ya.
You know what? He's gonna jump in between people's cusos. That's what I'm talking about. Look at that.
Nah, this is what I'm talking about. You let your mouth overload your asshole. You've been sitting out there disrespecting and playing games, and I want to show you, because that man's in prime position. He's down there in Gardena. You down there in South Bay, and I'll cut your radio off. You've been running your mouth doggone it all evening long, and I'll cut off your radio. Not doggone plug your ears, but cut off your radio from 40 miles away. Remember it. Now carry on. Now, I'm going to leave you alone. I just want to prove a point to you. See, I know how to do people. I've been at this a long time, man. A real long time. And now that I've snatched your manhood, deflated your ego, carry on. I ain't nothing to be played with. Now you can go on and finish your conversation. And my handle is Kemosabe. Pocahontas again, I'm gonna poke this foot right back up your ass. 270025, I ain't playing with you, boy. See, you out here playing around with something you have no concept of. And I'm gonna let you alone now. Now ease out the middle of the road and take this hammer off your monkey behind. And this is what I do to you. Now don't get to crying and whining and sniveling, because that's what you're doing. You're a big bad man. You got your chest stuck out. You bad. You all this and all that. Well, guess what? I just crushed your transmit. I don't care about your ears. I just crushed your transmit. I'm gone now. Lesson well taken or lesson well taught. Now let that be a lesson to you. I'll see you.
Hey, unless I see you first. Hey, don't hate.
Hate? See, he let his mouth overload his asshole again. And I'm embarrassing him in front of his own friends. Hello down, Dirty Shame, 40 miles away, top side of the mountain. Sorry about this, big Junk, I'm sorry about this, but, I'll see you.
You're scared. You're scared to run. Why? Hey, Pocahontas. Roberta, I'm telling you, son, pay attention. Why are you scared?
That reverse psychology doesn't work with me. All that counts is key or get keyed on. That's all that matters on this one. You're not on channel 17, Duck. Key or get keyed on. It's a power thing, man. Scared? Scared? Like I said, I cut your radio off. Now take that to the South Base. It's y'all running things, and run with that. Stick that in your pipe and smoke it. Or snort on that. Whichever the case come may be, whichever comes first, it don't matter to me. You out here running your mouth, and you let your mouth overload your gluteus maximus. And I just stuck my foot in it. And I'll keep it in it. I told you a long time ago, man, you barking up the wrong tree. You are not qualified to handle me. Now get your knees in the breeze and go on and carry on. Or I'm gonna keep putting this hammer on your behind. See, I get you where it counts, where it hurts. Now carry on, young man, carry on. You got my permission to use your radio.
Nervous laugh. Weak, nervous laugh. Little short man with a pony. I'm gonna call you pony.
Hey, John, when all is said and done, I ease this big radio off of him. Hey, gentlemen, you read the bill on this, that break?
Way up on top of the hill. When I'm on.
Okay, Ed, yeah, Jetaway, read the mail, man. Break.
This is what you call a surgical strike. That's a surgical strike. I just unleashed a precision instrument of mass destruction on his hind parts. I see you.
Okay, Ed.
Hey, don't hear the truth?
Yeah, okay, Ed. Every time you key down, man, I don't hear the duck flucker. Jetaway back on the quiet side, and he's gone.
Yeah, full Roger, Jetaway, I saw you.
You say, what the hell? Because that's the price you pay. That's the price you pay in Little on a Hill. You're going to hear everybody.
Take that thing off his neck.
I'll take it off of him. I'm going to leave him alone. But he's dumb. Because he got that mouth of his, calling me out my handle, all that old crap right there, will get his back broke or let him be the bed. I'm going to take it off of it, man. I'm going to let him use his radio. I just wanted to deflate his ego and deflate his bubble. Let's reach out there, snatch him, just take his manhood from him. Oh, let me go. I'm going to leave him alone, man. I'm going to leave the duck alone. Well, see, you know, he's been running. He's about to run his mouth. He think he's a bad boy. But he on the bowl. And I'm going to leave it like that. I'm not going to get along with it. I'm out of here. I'm back to the computer. Carry on. I see ya.
Weak laugh right there. Damn, I've been doing this too damn long, boy.
Hey, Joe, man, you still there?
Yeah, Jetaway's still here.
This is nothing.
I said, Joe, man.
A goddamn...
Yeah, that duck bluff is blocking you, man. He putting a block on you, God dog it, but Jetaway did hear you on the first key there. Go ahead.
No, I did not hear Jetaway.
Yeah, Jetaway still have two flat tires, man. But Jetaway can't break out of Gardena. Jetaway still sitting over here with two flat tires. Still can't get out of Gardena. Jetaway on the quiet side, and he's gone.
You're making the trip, Jetaway. Don't pay no
shit. Good God. Hey, come on, man. Come on. Can you believe this?
Yeah, I'll take full ride you on that. Jetaway gonna say good afternoon to you, man. Hey, Jetaway, appreciate it, man. You keyed down in all that ass and trash, and you got it back to Gardena, that's for sure. Jetaway, back on the quiet side, and he's gone.
Oh, well, let me see if I can get out there. And I flipped on the channels, and I called a few people I don't want to fix on that 2706.06.
Hey, Steve, you there? Hi, Steve.
Hey, I'm going to call a couple of friends I know. And, man, he was... He came out like...
No contact on Steve, homegirl.
Motherfucker.
Hey, Jack. How about this Jack break?
Oh, shit. That's all you gotta do. Now he's my pet peeve.
How about that Jack? How about that Jack?
Did that boy just say I was his pet? Did that boy say what I think he said? I'm trying to have patience with him. I'm trying to maintain, but I will cut his radio off. That's the price you pay. I told him, I said, he sold his soul to the devil for 5 pieces of silver, and now his ass belongs to me. It's all mine. And, hey, baby, and then last thing. See, there ain't no fun. There's a saying that says, ain't no fun when a rabbit got the gun. It damn sure ain't no fun when Kimo Savage got the gun. Because I'll put the duck on the run. There ain't no if, buts, or else about it. Ain't no fun when Kimo Savage got the gun. Oh, I'll plug your ears, what he told me. Oh, I'll plug your ears. I'm now that I'm crushing his transmit, he get to crying and whining and sniveling like a runaway shoe sidewalk sissy, the she-male that he is. That don't make no sense. You play with fire, they tell me you get burned. And he don't know. He got a whole bunch of fire coming up off this mountain. What is wrong with that duck?
Oh, man, I was trying to talk to my friends. He got all in conversation. He keyed on me.
Well, duck? Never mind, y'all. I ain't gonna do it. I'm gonna be nice. And I ease this big radio out of here. I'll see you.
Hey, you fucking weakling. Hey, I talked to the people I want to talk to down here in South Bay. I don't need to talk to anybody else, stupid. Hey, pay attention, son. Why are you so scared? Hey, Pocahontas. What is your problem?
Hey, give us that. He'll talk to his next-door neighbor. When you key it down, God dog, he have to talk to his next-door neighbor, but he can't hear him. I'm out.
It's just...
Careful, right? I told that duck that he wasn't coming out South Bay. I meant it. He can sit down there knob to knob and shack somebody out in his neighborhood around the block from him, but I told him he wasn't coming out South Bay, and I meant what I said. I told him his ass belongs to me. I said it, I meant it, and I ain't taking it back. Now look at him, crying and whining and sniffling. There ain't no fear. He ain't no fear up here. Ain't got to worry about that. Ain't no fear up here. And that's what P-Pick is sure. I told him I wasn't playing with him. And I just sit and I wait, and I'm working on my computer. I sit and I wait for my opportunity. And as soon as I heard Junkman out there, and he wants to try to talk to Junkman, and I know what I can do with this battle station. I said, strike. Locked and loaded and ready to go. A surgical strike right on his transmit. And I meant that. I was going to show him something. See, he still don't want to learn. He going to learn one way or another. I ain't nothing to be played with. Even though I do live way over here. I ain't playing with that boy. Come out here, run his mouth, run his juicy jibs. You know, harassing people, all up in people's ear hole like he's some big bad sea beer, messing with your conversation, messing with PDD's conversation, always got something to say. And like I told him, I said, I'm going to catch you. I wasn't playing with him. I'm going to put a surgical strike on him. I'm going to unleash this dog on weapon of mass destruction. And he down there crying, and I'm cutting him off with 100 watts? Good Lord, all record. I'm cutting him off with 100 watts. That boy, you know, I'm going to leave it alone, man, because I get along with it. And y'all don't need to hear it all, what I got to say. But yeah, he asked for it, and he got it. Seek and I shall receive, because his ass is mine. Let him try to step out of goddamn South Bay again and watch me strike his ass again. I'll see you.
Hey, stupid, I'm talking to all my friends in South Bay. Hey, pay attention, son. I got your ears, idiot. You're too damn easy. Hey,
that's what I'm talking about. Dad, you heard it from his own mouth. See, I ain't kidding about no damn ears. I'm crushing his goddamn transmit. He don't get it. See, that's what separates the men from the boys. The ducks from the doggone predators. He's gonna stay food. He is to be hunted. That's all. He is not a predator. And that's what happens to him. When they come out here running all the goddamn mouth, excuse my language, they come out here running the doggone mouth and get in the middle of the road and from a man with a big ass, getting from a man with this great big old battle station. That's what happens to him. Get in the middle of the road from a man in a mask with some great big antennas, and this is what I'm going to do to him. Him and a whole bunch of more of them ducks down there. I ain't playing with him. See? 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 What's good for the goose is not good for the gander. Ain't no fun when Kimo Sabe got the gun. I'll see you.
All right.
radio equipment, antennas on the hill. He, look at this. He comes back to us every single time. 40 miles away. 40 miles away. He can't handle the truth.
Hey, Joe, get away. Am I coming back to that duck to break?
Hey,
man, every time you key down, I know you might hear a duck pluck over here in Gardena. When you key down, I don't hear nobody but you, Kemosabe. That duck plucking over there ghost talking. I'm out.
He doing what he said, man. He'll plug it.
I got your ears.
Well, guess what? I got your goddamn transmit. I got your doggone teeth. I got your dentures. I got your gold caps. I got your doggone lips. I got your doggone tongue. I got it all. I snatched it all out your head. Now, you can sit down there and keep babbling. Well, I told you to carry on, but you let your mouth overload your doggone behind. I told you I was going to get out the way that the lesson was given, and I was done with you, but you're going to sit down there and run your mouth. Now, suffer the consequences thereof. Suffer the consequences thereof. I wasn't playing with you, homies. Now, you can take that dog on it to the bank. I said, go cash that check. I ain't playing with you, man. And you going to mind somebody. The buck stops right here at my feet. They call me Kemosabe. And I am not anything to be played with. Period. Your radio is useless as tits on a bull hog. Read them and weep. You bought it on yourself and now you got it. Stop crying and whining and sniveling and take your ass with it like a man. Duck.
I want to talk to my friends. Well,
guess what? I get more radio.
You nervous little bastard. Hey, don't fear it, man. Hey, your signal doesn't come out here. I talked to my friends out here in the South Bay, and what are you doing? Nothing.
Back broke. He can't talk to Gardita. He can't talk to Top Cat. He can't talk to Jack. He can't talk to Jenaway. I told him, you talk down there, South Bay. That's all the place you gonna talk. You ain't talking nowhere else, duck. But let me get out of here, leave y'all alone. Stop messing up these airwaves. Cause you know, I sit out here and do this all night long. And I ease this big radio out the middle of the road. 10-9 is gone.
You wanna play it? We'll play it. About a month and a half ago when he came out here and called people with. Who the hell is this guy?
He's a bad man. He's a bad man. He's a bad man. They call him Kemosabe. They call him Kemosabe, a.k.a. Whiskey Charlie, the man in the mask with the big antennas, with a great big old hammer, and all that iron in the bottom of his box. Better known as the bad man in the Highlands, the old Iron Man, the Highlander, rocking the box, and read the mail. That's who he is. You can call him what you want to call him, but when that duck touched that microphone, he a mean cotton picker. He's a bad man. That's what he is, and that's who he is. May not like him, may not like the way he talk. He uses dirty 30s, and he broadcasts off that station. He got a good sounding dog on radio with a whole bunch of audio. And a bunch of fire in the wire. And when he come down off that mountain, he is a force to be reckoned with. Get over it.
Hey,
because ain't a damn thing you can do about it. I'll see you.
Come back to us and tell us about him.
Well, what is his name at QSO?
Hey, Jim. Oh, hold on.
When all is said and done, somebody tell that boy to take that dick out of his mouth. I'll see you.
Fuck, she hasn't had a QSO with anybody. Pocahontas hasn't had a QSO with anybody since 6 o'clock. It's already 11. All his attention is right here. Can I rest my case? His attention is right here. No QSO nowhere. Just right here.
He's weak. Robert's weak, dude. You're little. And he couldn't even reach your chin. Robert's a little weak.
Robert is ignorant
of the dummy.
He's a hater.
Big fucking dummy. Grown baby. He hates a white and a brown man.
Grown man acting like a fucking
2-year-old. Robert's weak.
But his base station is very, very strong. His signal is strong. And when he keyed that touch that microphone, that broadcast is strong. It does what it's supposed to do. Stop using that reverse psychology, Duck. I love my radio. Why should I hate? I'm on top. Of 90% of the stations in Southern California, from this perspective. So why should I goddamn, what do I have to envy? You ain't got nothing that I want. You got nothing I want to hate on your phone. No antenna that I want. No radio that I want. You got nothing I want. So why would I be a hater? Get your priorities straight, homies. Don't get it twisted. Stop talking out the side of your neck. Don't project your dog on psychology on me. It's not applicable. I just get enjoyment out of keying down the radio. That's all. It's the Super Bowl. It's what we do down here.
You hear Kimosabe?
Nope.
Hello, radio. My radio's not talking. Okay. Hello, radio. Oh, I guess my radio's broke. Damn, I see smoke coming out my driver. God damn it, I done burned up my radio.
Kimoslami ain't doing nothing, man. You know, little fucking piece of shit PDL2. That's not a real beam.
Deadline asshole say black judge. Or is something wrong with my receive?
Okay. I'm out.
Double. Right. He's a scared little man. A scared little nervous laugh.
gonna control people's minds.
Who the hell is that? CeCe? CeCe Renner?
And Joe Mexico City on Channel 17. He can't handle Joe, so you gonna come down here on the bowl.
Booker's not gonna listen at you. All this thing I'm gonna do, I'm gonna just cut off the QSO. You can talk until you turn blue. They still don't understand, man. That's just what they do. They just come out here to try to break up QSO. So ain't no use to try to teach an old duck a new trick. Cause those ducks got mud on their feet and they would keep mud on their feet. Especially when Jetaway put the hammer on them. Jetaway in Gardena, California, getting down and he's gone.
Yeah, I saw his teeth almost falling out.
Yeah, hey, stop and go. Man, that little radio of yours, man, that duck plucker, man, walked through that hazard trash. Hey, stop and go. Come on back and let me know what you've been doing today, man. God dog it. I was thinking about running over your way, God dog it, have a cup of coffee, man. Go to one of those coffee shops, man, and have a cup of coffee there. Stop and go. You got the Jetaway between the keys, I guess. Stop and go. Jetaway reading the mail.
Jetaway with three flat tires and a mud flap.
Hey, stop and go, Jetaway, when I get a chance.
Man, stop and go. Yeah, okay, stop and go. I'm gonna get on out of here just before I key down. I heard Kimo Sammy key down, man. God dog it. I don't want him to blow my radio up. Cause Jetaway got a weak radio, man. Jetaway, God dog, can't do that much in this little radio. So Jetaway go get on the quiet side. Stop and go, Jetaway, on the quiet side. He's gone.
Has to go back to Huckabee.
See, all I was going to say, I hope I'm not keying on stop and go. All I was going to say is this. See, when they get out there and do what they're doing right now, that's fine for them. Oh, that's fine for them. You know, insult people, talk all over the top of the small stations, that's good for them. But when I bust a hole in their ass, all of a sudden, I got to be disrupting QSOs. I got to be that. I got to be all this. See, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. They fair game, and that's how I see it. So, with that...